swear it is. It's like I'm in communication with aliens. I feel it, man. It's like everything. I hear, look at, see, speak, do, see, wherever, go. It's all fucking linked up, man. Synced up. It's mad. It's definitely not hallucinating. I've been in a fucking mental ward for like nearly a month. So it's not booze, it's not weed, it's not drugs. I haven't done any drugs for like 2 fucking years. I've smoked weed, yeah, but when does that make you fucking trip out? Unless it's laced. But it's definitely not laced because it's medical marijuana in Thailand and I bought it from loads of different places. So it's not weed, it's not booze, it's not drugs. So if I can't trust all of my fucking senses, then what the fuck is, what can I do? It's like I'm getting the fucking sense that I've got to go fucking camping in the woods, deep in the woods, and I'm gonna disappear. Now, whatever the fuck that means, if it's some military program fucking with me, then I don't know, maybe I get shot. Fuck knows, I don't care, but it's like I've got to do it. And I know exactly where I've got to go. Can't really say it on the podcast, like, but I know exactly where I need to go. So what am I supposed to do when every single fucking sign is telling me that's what I've got to do? I've got to fucking do it, Anna. It's like I'm getting little messages, codes and fucking shit. And it's like, now it could be some elaborate fucking hoax. Maybe you've been fucking framed and I'm on some fucking TV show that's really fucking excellent. I've got the best technology ever that I've ever fucking witnessed in my life. Or it's fucking aliens. And I can't see any fucking human person being able to do all this mad shit that I'm fucking seeing and witnessing with my own eyes. And it's like I'm linked with them. Am I half one of them? Fuck knows. Could be, maybe, feel it. And some alien fucking soul jumped in and hijacked part of my soul. Maybe. I mean, have you ever seen Twin Peaks? Fucking feels like that to me. Feels like I'm D.B. Cooper. Like it's all a fucking mystery. I feel like I'm some fucking... I feel like I'm being gang-stalked to fuck. Or it's fucking alien fucking consciousness jumping in the fucking bodies around me and speaking fucking mad shit that I'm fucking hearing. Because I'll be thinking something and then I'll hear the motherfuckers reply to me next to me. It's like telepathy. It's like they're reading me fucking mind. I'm just looking at a pigeon now bouncing in a fucking tree. Like it's on a little trampoline. Just can't believe it, man. It's just mad. It's just all nuts. Everything's fucking... It's all fucking nuts. Mondays aren't working for me. I'm just hearing a song. It's like a fucking jingle on a fucking radio show I'm listening to while I'm recording this. Mondays definitely aren't working for me. It's Saturday, like, but Mondays definitely don't work for me neither. Like... Can you guess where I am? Bros. Skipper Bros. What a fucking strange past, I don't know, 3 fucking years. Well, it's longer than that. I mean, I shouldn't curse. I'm trying not to. I'm trying not to swear, but sometimes it's just, you know, it's bonkers, isn't it? Life's absolutely bonkers. And I do wonder if everyone's going through their own little personal madness, like I am. I'd love to know. But it feels like everyone else is handling it really, really well, or they're not. I want to sit down on this bench, but it's like soaking wet. I'm sick of standing. But yeah, I can't explain it. It's just, feels like something bigger than me is happening, and I can't explain it. I can't get away from it neither. It's like I've tried to make up with my son. I mean, we fell out about the most stupidest thing. I was drunk at the time, and I was on the phone to him trying to get him to take these, they're called Nax tablets, because I heard that they help if you've had the vaccine, and I didn't want him to take the fucking vaccine in the first place. And he's arguing with me because he's saying to me his uncle, well, his granddad, owns a vitamin manufacturer. And I'm like, well, get him, give you some then. And he's like, no, I'll take all the vitamins. And I'm like, Luke, I'm your father, just listen to me, take these vitamins. Like, just, I'm not going to explain to you why, because I didn't want to freak him out. I'm like, just listen to your father for once and never ask him to do anything. And he just wouldn't do it. And then he started getting lippy, and then we fell out. And now I've come all the way back from the east. Literally got on a plane, come all the way back from Bangkok to England, try and sort shit out with my sister, my brother, and my son, and try to get my cat back. And my sister didn't open the fucking door. She wouldn't let me in. She came out shouting. She didn't even offer me any water. I mean, I got off the plane in Manchester Airport, walked from Manchester to my hometown, which is 50 miles. It took me 16 hours to get home. My legs were fucked, couldn't walk anymore. She didn't even offer me a drink of water. She just called the police on me. And then the police took me to the hospital, where luckily I got a bit of sleep somewhere warm. And then I slept in a graveyard, made a fire. Next night, I had to walk miles, about, I don't know, maybe 8 miles, maybe, roundabouts to my mate's house, just hoping that he'd be in. Luckily he was. He got me a tent, so then I camped in the fucking graveyard for the next, like, I don't know, 6 days, which was all right, I managed, but no money. And then it goes to my brother's, knocks on, he's not there, knocks on the next day, not there, leave it like 3 days, stayed in my tent for like 2 or 3 days, didn't leave the tent at all. And then I went to my brother's, and he didn't even want to know. He was like, oh, we don't have drugs in the house here. I'm like, John, I've just travelled from fucking Bangkok to come try and make up with you. Where have I got the drugs from? Plus, I've got no money anyway. I mean, I wish. He wouldn't let me in. Try and make up with my son, and he's having none of it as well. So, fucking hell. It's like, talk about sacrifice. I don't have anything. And then I feel like I'm being targeted by the government. And I feel like I'm going to be set up for something, or I've been set up for something. So if any women out there, good detectives, are listening, please do the detective work and try and figure this shit out, because I can't do it on my own. I need help. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. I feel like I'm going fucking nuts. Well, I am. I'm in a mental asylum. Next door, I've got a guy called Paul, same name. And all I hear from him is, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Miss, 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 miss. Help me, please, miss, please, help me, please, help me, please, help me. It's all I fucking hear, man, every time he's awake. Just have to try and get me sleep when I can. It's just like, it doesn't do you any good when you're not very mentally well, and then you get put into a mental asylum. It doesn't help it makes it worse because you pick it up off everyone else's mental illness as well. And the first time I got sectioned, which was in 2020, I think that was April 2020, just after my birthday. My birthday's on the 8th. I mean, this birthday was sucked as well. I got back, I landed in England on my birthday, and I just spent my birthday walking. Fuck, just walking. So you can say the past 2 years have been absolutely fucking awful. Lost my ex, lost my fiance, lost my cat, lost my son, lost everything, my home. Everything. Like some motherfuckers orchestrating this shit. And I know women are great detectives, like. I know they are because they love that shit, man. So yeah, dig deep if you can figure this shit out. I mean, you might not be able to figure it out until the future, till after I'm probably dead. But god damn, it's a good story. Getting a bit tired of it now, though. I mean, I would like a home. I would like some shelter. And not just like a mental asylum as a shelter. I'd like an actual home with a garden. That's all I wish for with my cat. I wrote it down like The Secret, you know, like, what's it called? Law of Attraction, that's it. I wrote down, I just want my cat to have a garden. I want Alan to have a garden. Now, I didn't know that meant me not having him. I didn't know that meant him having to go off with my fiance and have a new boyfriend who's probably rich as fuck and then have a garden with him. So be careful what you wish for. Because I didn't wish for that. I didn't mean that. But at least he's got a garden, so I've kind of got to be happy for him. But I'd be happy if I could see the little guy's face. I've got a feeling I'm never going to see him again. I love that cat. He was my best mate. Anyway, time for me to go. I need another cigarette and a coffee. But seeing as I like the whole things with 35 and 53, I do like those numbers. I like them that much that I got the tattoo 353 on my left arm. I see it everywhere. Even my name adds up to 535. It's unbelievable. And when I got back to my dad's grave and saw my dad's grave, that had the number 353 on. 2, 3, 5, 3, 2. What are the fucking odds of that? Unbelievable. It's like it's all orchestrated. Anyway, time for me to see the alien.